With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. military is beefing up its defenses in the Middle East as President Trump decides how to deal with Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Mr. Trump has been consulting with his national security team.
U.S. officials say the Air Force is moving refueling tankers to the region to defend American military bases and personnel. If needed, the tankers would support any major air operation, whether it would be for evacuations or a potential strike by U.S. fighter jets.
And Iran, which continues to trade blows with Israel, remains defiant, warning the U.S. against military involvement.
A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry has issued a warning that an American intervention in the ongoing Israeli strikes targeting his country would spark an all-out war. Esmail Bakarai made the comments in an interview live on Al Jazeera English.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma, Israel says it hit a centrifuge production center overnight, as well as other Iranian military assets. How effective is Trump border policy? The New York Post reports border agents did not release a single illegal alien into the country last month. Now, in May of last year, 62,000 illegals were released into the U.S. under President Biden. Border czar Tom Homan, posting on X last night, writes, in the last 24 hours, the Border Patrol encountered a total of 95 illegal aliens across the entire southern border. Compare that to the Biden administration, who surpassed more than 10,000 per day. An apparent allergic reaction sent Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to the hospital yesterday, said to be doing much better today. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 273 points, the Nasdaq trading 132 points higher. This is SRN News. The number of households headed by same-sex couples is going up.
It's still a tiny percentage of the overall U.S. population, but in the last 10 years, the number of gay couples heading households has gone from about 850,000 to 1.3 million. Those figures come from the Pew Research Center, which also reports that homosexual households are more likely to be found in the Northeast or the Far West. Gay partners are also more likely than straight couples to have a college degree and be wealthy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in 2,000 years, an American is Pope, and a new APNORC poll asks U.S. residents how they feel about that. Plenty of people are still making up their minds about Pope Leo, but among those who do have an opinion, feelings about him are generally positive. The survey finds 44% of U.S. adults have a favorable view of the pontiff. A similar percentage say they don't know enough to have an opinion. Only about 1 in 10 see him unfavorably. SRN News. The Dutch government advising parents that kids under 15 should not use TikTok and Instagram.
The government cites physical and psychological problems, including panic attacks, depression, and sleeping problems. Tuesday's guidelines by the Ministry of Health also encourage parents to limit how long their children use electronic devices, keep phones and laptops out of bedrooms, and have 20 minutes of screen time followed by 2 hours of outside play. The advice, which is not legally binding, distinguishes between social media sites like TikTok and Instagram and social interaction platforms such as messaging services WhatsApp and Signal. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump expected to sign an executive order granting TikTok a 90-day extension of a deadline for its sale, or it will be banned. The White House says Mr. Trump does not want to see TikTok go dark. More details, SRNNews.com.